Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship service. I just thank and praise God on today. He is such an awesome God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I give reverence to God who is my life and to Apostle Deans in his absence and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank God today. We're going to have our doxology now. Praise God. We're going to have our doxology. Just give it a minute.
Let you flow, breathe in me,
everybody. We're going to get ready for our devotion today. I just thank and praise God on this morning, on this afternoon, for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our worship service on today. I give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor today. We're going to start with our devotion service this morning, part of the service. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer this morning. We will be reading from Psalms 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not unto judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsted after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I put my trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. I have just read you from Psalms 143 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready to have a song.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess in this morning, and we repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing this morning through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God. We just come this morning just praising you, Father, just magnifying your holy name, just lifting your name up, giving you the praise, God, and giving you all of it, God, and giving you all the glory today, Father. We just thank you for another opportunity to give your name praise, God. And we glorify you today, God. And we magnify you, God. And we just thank you today for another day that we've never seen before, God. And we give you praise today, Lord, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Father, Father, Father. And we come this morning, God, asking you to be our hiding place. Let us abide in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come today, Lord, just giving you all the glory, giving you all the praise, magnifying your name, because you are our hiding place, God. You're the rock of my salvation. I thank you this morning. I give you praise. I magnify you, Lord. I'm so grateful today. I ask you to cover us, God, and cover each one of us under the sound of my voice today. And I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory, Lord. And oh, yes, Lord, and I praise your name, God. And I thank you this morning, Lord, and for all that you do, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I ask you this morning to cover this service today in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to in your anointing, in the name of Jesus, shift the atmosphere right now, God. Let your power fall, Lord, right now, Lord. Let your power fall, Lord. I need you this morning. I need you today, God. I need you right now, God. I need you, God. I want to be in that hiding place. I want to be under your wing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today. Lord, I ask you right now to let it be a shift in this atmosphere. Let it be conducive for miracles, signs and wonders today, God. Lord, I ask you to stir it up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, God. We always have, and we always will, God. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to anoint everyone on this line, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint him right now, God, and let your power fall right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for doing it. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it fall right now, God. Let it fall, Lord Jesus. Let your power fall right now, God. Let it fall right now, God. Let it fall right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse right now, God. Cleanse today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you. We need you right now. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Change somebody's mind today, God. In the name of Jesus. Change their heart. In the name of Jesus. You already know. You know today, God. In the name of Jesus. I'll bow down before you today. I'll bow down, God. You say that you will do it before I can even ask you, God. You already know. You say you'll do it, God. Do it for me, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Work it out today, God. Work it out today, God. Work it out today, God. In the name of Jesus. Work it, God. Work it, God.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Restoration today. Yes, God. Replenish today. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Deliverance today, God. Do it today, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Restore today, God. Money today, God. In the name of Jesus. Do it today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let there be no lack today, God. You are a rock. You are a redeemer. You are a shepherd, and we shall not want. Do it today, God. Let your power fall today, God. Deliver today, God. Deliver today, God. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. Lord, I thank you today. I bind up every witch. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every shite. I bind you up, demons. I bind the spirit of jealousy. I bind you now. I bind up envy now. I bind you up now. I bind you up now. I cast you out now. I command you to go now. I command you to go now. I command every demon on assignment. I command you to leave now. I command you right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus is against you today. This day. This day. You will not come back. I serve you your eviction notice. Go now. Every ear that's listening, you deliver today in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it is. You are delivered today in Jesus' name. I plead the blood over every affliction, the spirit of affliction, whatever's trying to overcome, whatever's trying to overtake them. You are lying in the name of Jesus. You go now. Go now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood is against you now. Hallelujah. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. God is a mighty God. He is the lifter up of our heads in the name of Jesus. He didn't have to do what he did for us, but he did it. And I'm so grateful today. I give God praise today. I give him glory today. You better know him. You better stand on the rock. Lean on your leaning post. I don't care what things look like. You better do it. You better do it. You lean on God. Lean on him today. Nobody like him today. Nobody like the Lord. Lean on him. Depend on him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He's our water when we thirsty. He's food when we hungry. He everything that we need. God is. He is our help in the time of trouble. God is. In every dark situation, God is our light. We got to know this. When we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we don't have to fear nothing because the Lord is right there carrying us. Lord, I know it. And I thank God today. I thank the Lord today. I thank God for this thing. I thank God for stirring up every gift
on this radio broadcast. I thank God for changing your mind. I thank God for working on you today. I thank God for working on me today. I thank God today. He said you a winner. He said you a winner. You already have the victory. The victory is already you. Hallelujah. The victory is already you. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He's going to fill you up. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Play a song. We're going to have a song, and we're going to go into the Word of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, today is June 1st. Can you say your name and spell it?
I'm Bob.
I'm waiting for what the mercy of God can. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now.
Yes, God.
You turned my whole life upside down.
Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
To see your hand in me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he be.
That's just what the mercy of God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Now I'm a servant to tell the story.
Yes, God.
How I've overcome.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
And mercy and the power of the blood.
Yes, God.
I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't
based
on what I've done.
Yes, God.
Remember
the power of
the
Lord. Yes, God. Thank you.
So much power in the world.
Power in the world. Thank you, God.
I thought I was a to be taking me here for all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret. Oh, I wish it didn't be long. Oh, what for the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story how I've overcome. It's the mercy, it's the power of the blood. I'm so glad that I'm real. Was it based on what I've done? It's the mercy, it's the power of the blood. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I ask you to move me from myself, God. Let me decrease, that you may increase, Holy Spirit. And teach us today. Minister to us today. I don't know nothing of myself, not one thing. But you know everything, God. So I'm depending on you for every word that come out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. All this in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just wanted to, I'm so excited to just be back on our radio broadcast after my sabbatical, my consecration. And I just thank and praise God that he's got me the way he wants me to be. And there's some things that's going to be changing. And I'm letting God do everything. I'm not trying to go by this program and all of this, because when you pray and ask God to take over and have his way, you got to actually let him do it. So I thank and praise God on today for just this opportunity. I just thank and praise God for the consecration. He taught me and he showed me and he brought me through it. And I thank God on today. So I just give God praise. There's so many things that he showed me that I need to show you and talk to you about, but it can't be done in this little time, but it will be done. So I just give God praise and I give him glory. And I want him to lead and guide me on what to do and what to say. Not of my own strength, not by my might nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Because he lifts up a standard against whoever our enemy. Amen. So today, I'm going to be talking from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So when I was on my consecration, I went in praying and worshiping. And after I had done a couple of hours, I could hear the Lord saying, what is the condition of your heart? What condition today is your heart in? What's your condition? What's your heart condition? I ain't talking about this heart disease I got, or a valve prolapse, or what is the condition of your heart that God gave you? What's our condition? You see, when I went in for consecration, my heart wasn't right. I'm just being honest. It was the work of the enemy, but my heart wasn't right. I went in upset with the last thing. My heart wasn't right. See, you can't go before God any kind of way. You can't go before God with that. You got to be right before God. I'm telling you so you won't make the same mistake I made. I went in with some things in my heart that shouldn't have been in my heart. I went in saying I'm putting it out of my heart, and it was still there. It was still there. What condition is your heart today? See, we feel like we can, you know, say we are an apostle and a prophet and a bishop and a pastor and a minister and a teacher and a preacher and have all of this mess in our heart. We can't. Oh, we human. Don't get me wrong, and we all sin. But when you going before God, like I did, you can't go before God like that. I teach that all the time. But am I living what I'm teaching when I say it? I'm going on a sabbatical. I'm going on a sabbatical. Consecrating myself with stuff in my heart that was right against somebody. We got to have our hearts right before we go up talking about Lord, Lord. What condition is that heart in? What condition is our heart? And you don't even have to go before the Lord. But we can't sit around here and say we apostles and bishops and evangelists and prophets and teachers and preachers and pastors, and our heart ain't right. We can't love nobody, and our heart ain't right. God is not accepting that stuff no more. He's not accepting it. He told me, oh, no. You better go back and come back in here. You got to get down. You got to get that stuff out of your heart. You got to lay that stuff down. You can't come in here thinking and asking and wanting, and your heart is against somebody. So I had to go all through the repentance. I prayed 9 hours in tongues. I didn't have a voice to whisper. Trying to get what God had for me. I'm letting us know. And I'm asking this question. Examine yourself. What condition is your heart in today? What condition will make you keep bringing junk up over and over like I was doing over and over? Over and over, thinking about it over and over, still weighing in my heart over and over. Wanting to hurt somebody for a little money, which is the love of it is the root of all evil, over and over in my heart. Don't even have to be that, but whatever it is. What condition today is your heart in? You can't keep doing the same thing over and over, the same mistakes over and over. If you repent from it and say you're going to let it go. Leave it alone. Give it to God. Let him work it out. Take your hands off of it. What condition is our heart in? So when we have the faith that we're supposed to have in God and trust and believe in him, how are we going to be seeking to know God and know the heart of God and our heart ain't right? We can't do that. God turns his head the other way. Because that stuff, that sin, all of that mess in our heart and in our spirit is like stuck to his nostrils. Not only what we doing, what we ain't supposed to do, but all this other stuff that's in our heart. How are we going to go say, God bless this and do this? Lord, can you do this? Can you help him? Can you do that? We need this. I need that. How am I going to cry out to somebody and I got this stuff in my heart? How am I going to pray for people and this stuff in my heart? I'm talking about me today. How? God said, go back and come back in. I had to put that stuff aside. And I got to leave it aside. Whether I get it back or not, it don't even really matter to me. It's gone. And I still love them. Still love them. But I love God even more. What condition is my heart today? Just like David. a man after God's own heart. David. See, when we go to people and we look at people, we start to judge in their character. And then we want to look at the outward man and what they got on, how they made. Is it tall? Is it short? Are they good looking? How they built on the outside. But God's looking at the inside. And he's not going to let us come to him. We can act all we want to. That's why our prayers not being answered. Because we got stuff on our heart, in our heart that we shouldn't have in. We need a cleaning in the inward part. We got to get that stuff out your heart. Get it out. How you going to ask God for anything? Because it's truly not gone. Man wasn't. Oh, I said it all day. But it wasn't gone. God had to deal with me in his own way. And I'm going to tell everybody else I know, you better get your heart right with God. Because you can't seek after him and try to know how to get close to God's heart and try to know God's heart. And your heart ain't right. How you going to help somebody else when you're sitting up here judging somebody in the wrong way? Because you got stuff in your heart. Like I did. We got to get that stuff out of our heart. We got to get it out. We got to get it out. David had so much faith in God. Even though he did this wrong, he slept with Bathsheba, he killed, had a husband killed, and all this kind of stuff. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. He repented. Creating me a clean heart. This is what we got to ask God. Clean that mess out of my heart. And you know, it don't just clean that one time. You got to do it all the time. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Move anything out of my heart that's not right. Because this heart right here can send you straight to hell. Because in it, out of it flows the issues of life. Because the heart is just your emotions and stuff in there. And that stuff comes out. He said, clean your heart. Get that stuff out. I had to bow down 9 hours in the name of Jesus, trying to get my heart right before I can go and say what I want to say to God. But he's so faithful. He talked to me. I got what I went for. And I don't want you to make the same mistake. Get it out your heart. Whatever it is. Send it back to the hell where it comes from. You don't want that. Because you want to be able to go to God when you need to. We got to get it out. What condition your heart is. What condition is your heart? And I keep saying it because it just blew me away when he asked me that. What's in your heart? Whatever's in there surely gonna come out. And it ain't gonna come out like that. We can't get
nobody.
We can't go to nobody and tell them this, and we sitting up there with all this stuff in our heart. We can't do that. Now, the heart, it pumps blood throughout the whole body, so it's carrying this blood everywhere. But you don't want, it ain't nothing but junk. It ain't nothing, because it ain't nothing to forgive somebody but to do. It ain't nothing. Because God loved us so much that he sent his own son that didn't know no sin. But he loved us out of his heart. He loved us so much that he sacrificed his only son just for us. And we have there to hold something in our hearts against somebody. We can't do that. Ladies, I don't care what they did. I don't care what it was. Throw it out. Take your hands off of it. God, I give it to you. Whatever it is, you can give me 20 times as much money as that. I don't even care if she don't never say nothing else about it. I'm not saying nothing else about it because I gave it to God. I gave it to God. And I'm done with it because I get that back and more. I thank God. Even if he didn't give me a dime, I don't want that on my heart. I don't want that in my heart. I don't want it in my heart. I want to be able to go to God and say, can you move for me? Somebody need this. I need that. We need this. I need that. And he moved. No, I'm not perfect. But, honey, I'm striving trying to get perfect for God. I'm striving trying to be what he wants me to be. And I'm just who he called me to be. I want to be whoever it is that God made me to be. That's who I want to be. I don't want no extra added junk in my heart. Just like he sacrificed his only begotten son for every one of my hangers and all of my sins. I want to be able to throw that stuff off, all of this fleshly stuff. Lord, I want to be able to say, you go now. I don't want to hear it. I don't want that stuff in my heart. I don't want it in my heart, because whatever's in your heart, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. It may not come out right then, but it's going to come out. And if you let it keep sitting in there, it's going to start a flame of fire. And you're going to start, well, I'm going to do this to her. And I'm going to do that to her. And when I see her, I'm going to do this to her. And when I see her, no. God said, not so. How you going to lead my people? How am I going to use you to do this? The Holy Ghost don't want to be down on the inside of you with all this stuff in your heart. You can't let it stay in there. You got to get that stuff out of you. Shake that stuff out. Let God remove all that stuff that's down on the inside. You got to get it out and don't remember nothing. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to remember nothing. I don't care about nothing because God gave me what I have and he gave me what I had before. He's going to give me some more. I'm not worried about it no more. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God today that he's my father in the name of Jesus. And he loved me so that I can go hide in the wings of his under his wings. And he's my hiding place. I thank God today. I thank him today. He's brought me a mighty, mighty, mighty long ways. I thank God and I give him glory today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. God is good today. God is good today. I give God all the praise today, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. My testimony is that he brought me out. He brought He delivered me from all of that junk, all down on the inside of me, all over my heart. I'm ready to shoot somebody. I'm ready to do this to somebody and call myself gonna go before the king. No. You can't go before the Father no any kind of way. I don't care if she wrong. I don't care if she right. You can't do it. God ain't going to accept it. You can't do it. You got to put that stuff down, lay it down. You got to lay it down in order for you to be able to live like God wants you to live. You got to put it down now. I'm telling you, in order to live a holy life, you can't let this stuff seep in. It's seeping in. You got to build up all of the resistance you can to this trash. That's garbage. But when you want the favor of God on your life, when you want the glory falling all over you, when you want people to look at you and your face shining like new money, honey, let me tell you, you got to lay it down. If they do wrong, let them do wrong by you. Let them do wrong. You think, God, you may get bad, but you would never get away. God ain't going to allow it. We the children of the king. He ain't going to let nobody do nothing. He want our hearts right. He want our minds right. He didn't send his only begotten son to die for us, and we sitting up here talking about we finna kill somebody. So I'm letting y'all know today that my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be like. I don't care what happens. I don't care what she did. I don't care when she did it. I want Jesus, and he is enough for me. I don't need no more of that stuff. I don't need whatever she got. All I want is Jesus. I want to be right before the king. I want to be able to stand up and say, Lord, I put it aside. My heart is clean. My mind is made up. In the name of Jesus, I want to be your daughter. I want you to say, well done. That's what I want to say today. That's what I want to tell y'all today. Oh, yes, the sabbatical was good. The consecration was good. Because he taught me some things that I was not taught before. But I thank God on today. I thank God today that he's my father. I thank God that he let me know you can't come before me. You teach it all the time. And you can't walk up here before me talking about this and that. Consecrate me. I want to live holy. You better try to get holy. You can't do it. God is a great God. He just turned his head. He turned his head. He said, I don't care how long you pray. If your heart ain't right, you ain't talking to me. If your heart ain't right, I don't hear you. If your heart ain't right, you can't say one word to me. I won't answer one prayer. If your heart ain't right, your heart got to be right. Your heart got to be right. And I can't make you do it. You got to do it on your own. So I thank God today. I thank God today that I can let you know how the consecration was, how the sabbatical was. Oh, I prayed so long my throat was sore. I couldn't even say above a whisper. Talk above a whisper, and that's all right. That's all right, because I hollered, and I worshiped, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, because after I found out what was blocking my blessings, what was blocking my connection with God, what was blocking my blood flow, hallelujah, I put that stuff out. I kicked it out of my heart, out of my spirit, man. I made it go, huh? In the name of Jesus, I repented and I asked for forgiveness. And you got to do the same thing. Let it go. As far as the east is from the west, Let it go. Let it go. So I thank and praise God for this word, for the people of God. I need you to do this. I need you to do this. This is what God wants. This is what I learned when I went on a sabbatical. This is what I learned when I want to live holy. This how you live holy. This how you live right. You can't let that stuff creep in. You got to get that stuff out. What condition is your heart? What's the condition of your heart? Ask yourself. I just thank God today for each one of y'all praying for me, because I needed that sabbatical. I needed the consecration. I needed to know what God was doing. I couldn't see why he couldn't understand or he couldn't accept why I was coming, but he told me. He said, it's a game changer. You can't come in here like that. You can't, not before me. He said, so you need to go back out that door and come back in another way. And I did just that. And God blessed me. He showed me all kind of stuff. He put an anointing on me that burns like real fire. And I thank God today. I thank God on today. So I give God all the praise and all the glory today. It may not be what you all wanted to hear today, but it's what God told me. And I'm telling you today to get your heart right with God. Get your heart right. You know, it may not seem wrong to us, but you better see it out the eyes of God. See it out the eyes of God. What would God do? Get it right with God. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what they do. I don't care how they say it. Let them get in trouble with God. Don't you get in trouble with God for no crazy stuff. I ain't finna do it no more. I'm done. I'm done. I'm telling you, I'm done. So I thank and praise God on today for each one of you. God bless you all. I love you so much. I'm going to get ready to close out. And if you need to talk to me later, I just thank God for being able to be on here to let you know my heart is fixed. I got a right heart in me. I got a sound mind. Let the words of my heart and the meditation of my mouth, let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in God's sight. Amen. God bless you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep them covered. Cover them, Lord. Let them do the right thing. Let them do what they're supposed to do on today. Let them love one another unconditionally, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless every household, bless every person in their families under the sound of my voice and every member of our ministry and church. Lord, I ask you to bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep them right now. In the name of Jesus, cover them and their families right now. In Jesus' name, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good rest of the day. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
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 Love you too.
God bless you. Love you all.
God bless you. Love you too.
God bless you.